Coaches Insight programs continuing on here on this Thursday night as we get you set for the final week of the regular season here in high school football. Jefferson County North football coach Jeff Schneider is joining us here, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. Coach, we talked last week going into that game against McLouth, how challenging it was going to be, a Bulldogs team that kind of surprised people a year ago, but essentially brought back most of their roster, and they have had a good season to this point, and it was a tough out, 30-14. The final score, McLouth able to get that win at home. Just take us back to last week and what you see overall.
Well, a couple things. We let them get off to a really good start. Opening kickoff went down inside the 25, so not where we'd like for them to be, obviously, in four down territory. They were able to convert, so we're chasing points there. Gave up another score right before half, so we're down 14 going into half. And honestly, on the offensive side, as offensive play caller, we were not moving the ball as efficiently as what I'd hoped. Had a pretty decent drive and it ended in penalties and negative play. Kind of got out of it overall. So going into half scored us. I thought we fought back a little bit into the but kept chasing points. Kept climbing back in and then give up a touchdown. And then, got back to where it was a one possession game in the fourth. Got them down to fourth down, hoping to get them off the field, and they hit us with a big long touchdown run. So I like the way our guys competed. I'll say that. I thought, the two biggest things that you could look on the stat sheet and see that were hindrances to us was we had 10 penalties, 10 total penalties. And that's way too many. Anytime you reach double digits in that, it's not a good thing for it. And then our biggest turnover differential of the year, we had 4 turnovers. Some of those come in situations where it was, basically mandatory passing downs. We were chasing points, that sort of thing. But, 4 turnovers is too many as well when you're trying to compete against a really good team. So, tip your hat to McCoff. We thought they were exactly what we saw in the film and what we talked about last week. Big offensive line and then skilled athletes in the backfield. So I like the way our guys competed, but we've got to limit mistakes and penalties moving forward.
Was that the best defense you've seen to this point?
I thought they're very physical. I thought very good defensively. More than anything, a couple of the really good athletes in positions where we just weren't always able to get them blocked. So, pretty good team overall.
We're talking with Jeff Schneider here. A few more minutes here, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. Our feature game on 103.9 this week, it's going to be JCN hosting Jackson Heights. Well, still, obviously, I'll start here, and we still trying to determine, how the district standings are going to shape up here after the final week tomorrow night. But one thing is certain, you have secured a spot in the playoffs. I'm sure you and your coaches every year, you have your check marks, you have your goals and expectations, and obviously one of those is making the postseason. So obviously, again, 5-2 at this point, you have checked that box, making the postseason, so at least that's got to be a positive heading into this final week of the regular season, knowing that you have a shot moving forward.
Well, yeah, absolutely. That's something that we try to look at. You're taking a long game in the preseason. Obviously, you want to get into those top 4 seeds. So you have the potential to move on. And that's something we do pride ourselves on. Absolutely. Also, being competitive in our league. That's another goal you want to put on the sheet every year. I think our league is really strong this year. I think we have some really good teams in it this year, and I think it's been that way for the last several. So, that's where we'd like to, we want to be able to compete in that aspect as well. So, we've done a lot of good things. I think roster-wise, us being a young team, I think we've made tremendous strides throughout the course of the year. So to be sitting here at 5-2 at this point, you're heading down, like I said, securing a playoff seed. We're pleased, but we're always trying to make sure that we are improving.
Well, let's talk about your opponents tomorrow night, Jackson Heights, number 2 ranking in Class 1A, and it's just been an incredible, 7 games for them. They've allowed just 15 points all year. It's just pretty remarkable. They've outscored their opponents 400-15. What is the reason for their success? Tremendous athletes, well coached, we all know that, and obviously they were very good last year as well, but goodness, it's just kind of hard to imagine kind of how they're doing it so far this year.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think you can kind of see a little bit of it coming. We're sitting at the league meetings there at the end of the season the last couple of years, and you're looking back last year and heading into the season last year, we were bringing back a lot of juniors coming into their senior season who have been playing for us for a lot of years and a lot of experience, a lot of confidence. And then just, they were game savvy. And I think that's what Jackson Heights, how you could describe them this year as well, too. They've got a lot of guys on their roster, obviously a lot of upperclassmen. I think if I counted right, 18 or 19 juniors and seniors. And then, guys have been playing several seasons for them. So I think when you get that experience underneath your belt, I think as you become older and more developed, I think it gains confidence And then, you know, they have some athletes. Like you said, they've got a good line up front. You know, they've got skills all over the place that can run. And then, you know, their system. I like a lot of things that they're running overall. So, well coached. Been coaching against Coach Wick up there for a lot of years. And, you know, he does a good job. He's very consistent.
They score a lot of points. They don't give up a lot of points. Is it going to be more of a challenge stopping their offense, or maybe more of a challenge, or more of a challenge putting together stuff, you know, against them defensively, being able to move the ball, scoring points and such?
Well, probably relatively balanced overall. You know, I think at any level of football, when you can have speed and athleticism in your back seven on defense and in size up front and foot to the offensive side, when you have what I think is a veteran offensive line for them with size, and then you're getting those same skills, you know, your wide receiver, your running back, your quarterback position, I think it creates a tremendous balance. So I think it's very difficult to defend on both sides. So, you know, it's been tough sledding for a lot of opponents they've had this year. You know, we're going to do our best absolutely to make sure we are putting ourselves in the best position to compete. And, you know, that's what we look for every game.
Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys and expectations for this one on Friday night.
Well, I'll go back to what we said we didn't do very well last week. We need to limit our penalties. And we took away some possessions and extended drives for our opponents. And then we've got to make sure we don't turn the ball over nearly as much. You know, you're given extra opportunities and you're taking away snaps from yourself on the offensive side. So those have been two focuses we talked about during film. We tried to talk about during this week at prep. So those are the two keys for us.
There it is. Jefferson County North football coach Jeff Schneider joining us, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. This will be our feature game on KNZA 103.9 on Friday night. Jefferson County North hosting Jackson Heights. A lot of playoff implications with that one again on Friday night. Coach, as always, appreciate it. We'll see you out there, and we'll do it one more time next week.
All right. Hey, sounds good.